Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Spiritual Refreshing is back on the air. I'm your host, Sharon Brumfield, and this morning I pray that you all are better than ever and living an amazing life. I know that I am. That's a phrase that our pastor, Dr. Anthony D. Burns at Jericho Church Without Walls, has taught us to say no matter what we're experiencing in life, no matter what we're going through. If someone says, "How are you today?" we respond by saying, "I'm better than ever, and I'm living an amazing life." Our tongues are the pens of ready writers, and we must speak those things that be not as though they were. So no matter what you're experiencing in life at that moment, our tongue is going to speak what we desire to happen, and that which we speak more of is what we will receive. So this morning, I'm excited about our show. But before we get into our show, I just want you all to take a moment so that you can connect with me on social media. On Facebook, you can go and like my page, Spiritual Refreshing. That page is connected to this Blog Talk Radio show, and so I post the archived shows on there. I go on and post a scripture. I may post a quote or something that's uplifting and encouraging. I also post events that are happening either at my church or in a different church that I know of, something that's going to refresh you, revive you, encourage you. So you want to connect with me on that Facebook page, Spiritual Refreshing. Also, I have another Facebook page which I would love for you to like and share. It's Mission I Am Possible. I have connected with two other awesome women who we've partnered together for Mission I Am Possible. We've started touring actually this year, and we've had our tour here in Milwaukee. We've gone to Madison, and then in July we'll be touring in the Bahamas. So we're going to hop on a cruise, and we're going to go to the Bahamas. We're taking some people with us, and while we're on the cruise, we'll have like the Breakfast Club, where it's a round table where we can talk and share with other business owners, other people who have dreams and visions that they are trying to get up and launch. We'll share ideas. We'll share ways to encourage one another so that we won't give in, give up, or give out on the visions that God has given us, that we can empower one another in order to empower others. So again, connect with me on Facebook. That's Spiritual Refreshing and Mission I Am Possible. And then also, I would love for you to subscribe to Spiritual Refreshing on Blog Talk Radio. That's where I air this show each week, or every other week I post a show. And so I would love for you to connect with me there. That way you can go on and you can see upcoming shows that you may want to listen to, or you can go on and listen to some older archived shows that are on there that would encourage and uplift you. And so I've already talked about our Bahamas tour, and I'm sure on the if you're on your laptop or on your phone, there's some slides that may be passing through, and so you can see more information regarding our Bahamas tour on there. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our show this morning. Today we're talking about benefits to obeying God. Benefits to obeying God. And in order for us to receive the benefits that we get when we receive God, we first need to be obedient. That we've got to hear the voice of God, hear Him speaking through others, hear Him speaking through Word, and then learn to obey. Before we can obey, we must trust. And that's a difficult thing sometimes because of how people have been raised or situations that they've found themselves in where they couldn't trust others, they couldn't trust their parent, they couldn't trust their spouse, they couldn't trust their friends, and then now they're being asked to trust this God who they don't see, they don't know, they haven't experienced. And so Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "In the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." that scripture has is saying a lot in there. First, it's saying trust in the Lord with all your heart. When you trust in something with all your heart, you give it your all. When you fall in love with someone, you give that relationship your all. You're in love with that person. You will do whatever for that person. You will just give yourself to that person. And so that's how we must be with God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then it goes on to say, lean not on your own understanding. We like to do that. We like to rationalize things. We like to figure things out. God tells you to lead a Bible study, or he tells you to be a small group facilitator. And the first thing the individual wants to do is rationalize it away. Well, I'm still learning myself, so how can I do that? Who's going to listen to me? So how can I do that? If God said it, then he's already equipped you to go forth and do it. The scripture also says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. So when you begin to doubt or you're not sure about it, go to the scripture and begin to encourage yourself in what God is saying to you through the scriptures. And then he shall direct your path. When you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you give him your total self, you give him your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your thoughts, your imaginations, you give him your intellect, you give him your emotions, you lay on the table, this is how I feel, God. You put it all out there and you give it all to him, and then you take yourself out of the equation. You take out yourself. Now you're not leaning on your own understanding, because our understanding is limited. We don't know everything. We only use a small percentage of our brain. We can't possibly understand totally the things of God in our own self. And so that's when we begin to rely and depend on the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, so that when our thoughts want to take control, we pull ourselves out and we pull ourselves back and we rely on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us so that we can obey and do the things that God has called us to do. We're going to acknowledge God in all of our ways. No matter if you're fearful, you're going to acknowledge God. You're all powerful. You can do everything. If you called me to this, then you'll equip me to do it. You'll make the way. It also says that he shall direct our path. So as long as we're trusting in the Lord, we're taking out our own thoughts and our own beliefs and our own desires, and we're not leaning on those things, we're acknowledging him, that's when he will direct our path. I believe another scripture says he will make our path straight. So when we're relying on him, we're giving ourselves totally to him, we're taking ourselves out of the equation, we're taking our weaknesses out of the equation, we're taking our strengths that we think we have out of the equation, and we're allowing God to build us up, equip us to do what he's called us to do. Let's look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. When I read this scripture, it so encourages me. And so we're going to start with Luke chapter 1 and then go down to verse 30. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. It says, the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And then we'll go down to verse 34, and it says, Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered to her and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Did we hear that? Something impossible was put on the shoulders of Mary. It said the angel said to her, it started off by saying, don't be afraid. You found favor with God. He had to start out by that because this was you know, when they say they dropped a bomb, oh, this was a bomb that was dropped on her. It said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." It looked like the situation would cause her harm or cause her shame or cause her to be rejected or excluded from the people around her. But the angel said, look at it the right way. Get a new perspective. What I'm about to tell you is favor. This is happening to you because you found favor with God. And then Mary said to the angel, okay, this is when we learned in our scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, lean not on your own understanding. She says, how can this be since I do not know a man? So that's her own thought process, her own way of rationalizing it and trying to understand it. It says, and the angel answered to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So he was able to give her an explanation of how this was going to happen, because she only knew one way for it to happen. And since she knew she hadn't done that, she's like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but how is this going to happen? And even though she probably still didn't fully understand how all this was going to take place, she said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. That was her yes. That was her yes to God. That was her step of obedience. That was her trusting God to say yes, even though she didn't fully understand it. She knew that this was something that could bring shame and ridicule. Even Joseph could walk away from her. You know, this was just like a huge event in her life, overwhelming. But because she knew that it was from God, she was willing to go through whatever she had to go through so that she could obey God. And when we learn how to obey God, just trust him, not trying to understand, not trying to rationalize, well, if I do this, then this is going to happen. If I do this, then that is going to happen. But what if? Hear the voice of God and then follow what he says for us to do. And when we do that, when we trust and then we obey, we have benefits that we can receive from God. And let's look at some of those benefits. We talked about one in Proverbs 3 and 6. It says, and he shall direct your path. Sometimes we don't know which way to go. I know when I'm driving on the expressway and it's that, I think it's a Y intersection, and then you got to make a decision. You got to look at the signs. You got to figure out, okay, now which way do I go? But when we trust God and we obey him, this scripture tells us that he will direct our path. We won't have to figure it out. We'll just have to put the work in to do it. But he'll direct the path for us. If we're open to hear from him, we're open to obey him, he will direct our path. Another scripture we can look at is 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Peter 5, 6, and 7. And that reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And then casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. When we trust him and we obey God, we're humbling ourselves. We're telling him, God, I know you know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. You know what's best for me. I'm going to humble myself under you, and I'm going to allow you to exalt me. I'm going to allow you to build me up. I'm going to allow you to set my path so that I can get to the place where I need to go. And as I'm on this journey of obeying and trusting, there's going to be some hiccups in the road. There may be some things that happen in the road. It may get a little difficult at times. But then that's when we cast our cares on God, because he cares for us. We don't hold on to it. We don't allow it to be a heavy burden on us. We cast those things on him. We go to him in prayer, and we seek his face through the word of God so that he can encourage us to keep on going, to not give up, not give in, and not give out. So when we obey God, we learn that we have some benefits. And the first benefit we talked about is that God will direct our path. He'll make sure we get to the place he planned for us as long as we stay on that path of obedience. Secondly, we learned in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 that if we obey God by humbling ourselves, then he will exalt us in due time. He'll make sure we get to the place and the destination and the purpose that he has for us. And then on that road, there are times where we may feel overwhelmed, or we may get discouraged, or whatever may happen. But in those seasons, we can cast our care upon him, and he cares for us, and he will build us up and lift us up. So that's the second being God. And then we have Isaiah 1 and 19. Let's look at that one. Isaiah 1 and 19. And it says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Who likes to eat the good of the land? Who likes to have those things that you're dreaming about having? You want to have the nice house. You want to have the nice car. You want to have good health. You want your children to grow up and prosper and be healthy and be distinguished people in the community. We all want those things. You may have some other good things that you want that I didn't mention, but that comes when we are willing and obedient, eating the good of the land, just not eating food that's good, but those other benefits, those other blessings that God can give, that is your desire to have. So we learned that in order to obey God, we've got to first trust God. And when we trust God, it leads to us walking in a life of obedience. When we live this life of obedience, we can expect blessings that come from God. First blessing that we can expect is that he will direct our path. He'll make sure that we get where we need to go. He'll make sure that that destiny that he has planned for us will get there. We just got to put the work in. We've got to do what he called us to do, but he'll make that path straight for us. We also learned that if we are willing and obedient, that we will eat the good of the land. Those things that we desire from God, those things will come as long as we're walking out his promises and we're walking them out in obedience. And then we also learned that when we humble ourselves under God, then he will exalt us in due time. We can't exalt ourselves, but he will exalt us, and that we can always come to him and cast our cares on him because he cares for us. And then finally, let's look at 1 John 3, 21 through 22. 1 John 3, 21 and 20 through 22. It reads, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I'll read that again. This is 1 John 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And so that's our next benefit, is that whatever we ask in prayer, we believe that we receive it, then we shall have it. And that's trusting God. That's having faith in God. That's going to him in prayer, asking, believing, trusting that what we ask, he's going to bring to us. And we have to have that confidence in him that he'll do what he say that he's going to do. And so today's lesson, I'm so encouraged by this lesson, because it lets me know that we can keep going. If we're living a life of trusting in God, we're obeying what he says, then we have the right expectation to believe that the blessings of God will come in our lives. The blessings of God will come in our lives. And as we close out the lesson for today, I just want to go in prayer and just seek God on behalf of those who are listening today, that we will begin to have that true relationship with him, that we will do what the scripture tells us to do in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, that we will trust in the Lord with all of our heart, that we will not lean on our own understanding, that we will acknowledge him, and that he will direct our path. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for this awesome time where we can come on the airwaves, God, and we can discuss your word. We thank you for those who are listening. We thank you for those who may click on this at a later date and listen, Father. We thank you for opening the eyes of your people to trust you and to obey you and to have an expectation that you love them and desire the best for them. We thank you that we trust you with all of our heart, Father. We thank you, God, that we're not leaning on our own understanding. We thank you, Father, today that in all of our ways we're acknowledging you. And because of that, we give you glory today that you will direct our path. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you sent your Jesus, you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, that we would have forgiveness of sins and that we would have everlasting life. So today, Father, again, we say thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And it is in Jesus' name that we say thank you and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you all for tuning in this morning to Spiritual Refreshing on Blog Talk Radio. You can, again, go ahead and subscribe to the channel so that you can see the upcoming shows. I have some really great shows planned. I have a couple of authors, several authors, actually, that will be on my show. I spotlight different authors on the first Saturday of each month. And so we have Timothy Boone Sr., who will be sharing his different quotes that he created. I have author Olivia Shaw that will be sharing one of her novels, and I have Daphne Johnson that will be coming on the show as well. And so go and check out the upcoming shows, tune in, share, and like them, and just tell everybody that Spiritual Refreshing is back on the air. So again, thank you for tuning in. Everyone have a blessed day, and I'll talk soon. Be blessed.